Well, now this St. Valentine's Day, we look at a painting of a love scene, a painting which is the most complained about work in the National Gallery of Australia. Let's find out what it is. Well, have you ever been to a gallery and been so upset by one of the artworks that you've made a complaint? It turns out people do this, and we're going to launch a segment today all about art that offends. We want to speak to galleries all over the country, perhaps all over the world, I don't know, we'll see where this goes, and find out what art really gets up people's noses. And to kick off the series, I'm joined by Christine Dixon, who is the Senior Curator of International Painting and Sculpture at the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
So you do have a work which qualifies as the most complained about work at the NGA. Let's come out and tell the people what it is.
Well, recently, the most complained about recently is Lucian Freud's After Cézanne. And this, for some reason, hits a nerve with people. I think probably because there's a male nude with two female nudes in it. It's not a very happy picture.
It's a grumpy. It's a grumpy picture.
Yes, anime is the word that we have used about the young man who's actually modelled on, the model was Freddie Freud, one of Lucian Freud's many children, and a woman lying down with a woman lying behind him, seeming to try to comfort him. And in the corner of the painting, and it goes out of the picture square, and there's a little piece added, is a woman who's naked woman who seems to be bringing a cup of tea to the people in the room. So there's cups and saucers and a teapot on the tray.
You know, I was there the day this was unveiled in the National Gallery of Australia. I covered it for Radio National, and I can remember thinking, "Oh my lord." Oh, my Lord, I don't know what I think. I mean, I didn't gasp and think, oh, my God, what a wonderful painting. I did think, heavens, what is this? It's a very challenging work.
Well, it is interesting that people have different reactions to Lucian Freud, and there's no one that doesn't melt at his pictures of his little greyhounds, which are beautifully painted. This one, not so much beautifully painted. There's something about the quality of the paint, the colours, the ochres, the browns, the yellows in it, and there's a very cramped interior feeling, and it's a fairly opaque subject. It's called After Cézanne because it's based on the composition of a work that Cézanne made many studies for. We have an oil study of it called Afternoon in Naples, painted in the 1870s, quite early in Cézanne's career, and it's much more colourful. It's Naples, it's got coloured drapery. But the couple are naked, the man and woman, but the servant is clothed.
I should say
the servant is also black.
I should say to the listener, if you go to our website, you can actually see this picture there on the website, or if you Google it, After Cézanne and Freud, just put those in, you'll find it. You'll find it at the National Gallery's website. So why are people so offended by it? I mean, there are lots of nude people in art galleries. Lots of art has got people that have their kit on. Why are people so angry about it?
Well, we don't spend too much time psychologising why people don't like things. We try to answer their specific complaint. The idea is that this is obscenity, and I wonder whether it's obscenity because it's a naked male, not a naked female, and that there are three people in the room instead of a pair of lovers. So maybe that irritates people as well. But I find it very difficult to understand why people complain about seeing nude figures in an art gallery when an art gallery in the West is based on the nude, the landscape, the still life. Mm. It's what you're going to see. So I think it's something about what people perceive as the irregularity of the situation.
Do you think people are...
The fact that it's not a very cheerful and beautiful and happy painting, I think also means that they could probably dismiss it if they thought of it as a St. Valentine's Day painting, which they don't, quite rightly.
I've got two theories about why people don't like it. One is it's very expensive. It was a costly painting. and it's not very pretty. And also it's got this, as you say, this weird characteristic that there's a bit added in the top, what is that, the top left-hand corner, as though he had a thought later that he needed to put another figure in, so he just stuck a bit more canvas onto the picture. And the picture, that figure that he's added is painted sort of, she looks as though she's been painted rather hastily, whereas the body of the man looks as though it's been worked over perhaps for months. So there is a kind of feeling, you know, that perhaps it's a bit of a rough and ready painting. So that's theory one. It's an expensive painting. Is it really that good? And the second theory is there is actually something about naked men, especially the penis being so visible. I mean, you could argue that the focus of the painting is actually his penis, that all the lines kind of converge on that.
Yes, but I don't know whether people have such a reaction. It's the idea, I think, that they object to. I think the technicalities of the painting, they think, well, Freud himself said that the woman had her head cut off originally, the woman coming in, and he wanted to add the head, and he did it fairly badly, I think, that you can see the join in the two pieces of canvas there, so there is some doubt about it. But I think money, yes, money definitely comes into it, because their previous number one for complaints was, of course, Blue Poles, which nearly brought down the Whitlam government all those years ago.
But we love that now, don't we?
I haven't seen a complaint about it for years and years. Whereas the idea that art should be uplifting, I think, is the people who do complain have a fairly, I perhaps would speculate, a fairly conservative turn of mind. And so they don't think that certain things are art, and abstraction comes into it, different kinds of video and photography and so on. But when they see an oil painting, which is meant to represent the great tradition of Western art, the Renaissance and onwards, then I think there's something really offends people about it. And I do think, yes, I think you're right about the sexuality of the painting, the situation of the painting. It is actually a very good piece of painting, but it doesn't necessarily strike everyone that way. There is something very mannered about a lot of Freud's work that you also see in Bacon, Francis Bacon's work as well.
Well, the other issue it raises is there a kind of misanthropy about this? Because, as you say, Francis Bacon is the person you think of. So here you've got two painters who do paint the human body in, well, sort of bruised ways. They don't seem to be drawn to the nobility of the body or the beauty of the body. It's the way in which paint can make the body look mortal and bruised. I mean, Bacon is an extreme example. He explodes people's faces and so on. But do you ever look at it and think, I'm not sure he really likes those people. He's really done a job on them.
Yes, it is a tendency in modernist art that beyond the utopian ideals of early abstraction, when people return to the figure, they are not in the idealist tradition. There is no better world here. This is the dark side that people are looking at. And you find it too in the German and Italian neo-expressionists who seem to be in, often we hang in the same gallery, 70s, 80s, 90s works, and you get Baselitz reversing his figures and so on. The Bacon is, I think, a much more violent and, in the true sense of the word, offensive painting. That is, it offends your sensibility as looking at it, but it's a great work. Whereas with the Freud, yes, there is some doubt about how great it is. There are great paintings by Freud that sell for large amounts of money, such as the Postal Inspector and Sue, you know, the nude, Lee Bowery and so on. And this one was expensive at the time, but it was actually about a tenth of the price that Freud reached soon afterwards. So you can say we bought ahead of the market there. It wasn't all public money, of course. A lot of people gave, generous donors gave money towards it. So I think there is a tendency in modern figurative art, particularly painting probably, to make the paint represent violated flesh in a way, the way Bacon does. And Freud, I think it's this idea of almost the dislike, misanthropic view of the world,
yeah.
that there are good things there, but he's not necessarily, it's not necessarily the mood that he is going to convey.
I think it's very illuminating to look at works, in fact, any kind of social activity that we find unacceptable or that some people find unacceptable, because it helps us define how our culture works. What are the things that we value? What are the things that we tolerate? What are the things we consider to be normal? And what are the things that, you know, are outside the square of acceptability? It helps us know who we are, which is the reason I'm so keen to pursue this as a theme, not just what delights us in the galleries, but what also makes us cross. What can I ask you what form these complaints take? Do people write?
Oh, well, people write letters in and post them. People email now. And there is a complaint form at the gallery. Most of the complaints are about parking, actually, rather than what's in the gallery. And the idea, I think there's something we should consider about the gallery as a separate space, a different arena where different rules apply, which not everybody buys into when they come. And my favourite complaint actually was by a woman who said she was pregnant and she brought her small baby in, and she was affronted and disgusted and absolutely hated the Ron Muick pregnant woman, which is a very large, oversized, naked pregnant woman who looks very tired. She's 9 months pregnant, I think.
A sculpture, we should say.
A sculpture, and a very realistic sculpture. So there's no question about technique or talent here. That's not what it's about, unlike the Freud, you can argue about the painting style. Whereas with the Muick, it is a naturalistic figure, oversized, and the woman said she didn't want her small child exposed to the sight of a naked pregnant woman.
Mm.
And I find that attitude very difficult to understand unless they're a family that never takes their clothes off.
Maybe it's a good sign, though, that people are complaining, because it shows that people are engaging seriously with the work. I mean, there's no reason to be impatient with people who don't like the things
at all. We take everybody's views very seriously because we are a public institution and we run mainly on public money. And yet there is always this idea that people want to censor our choices and censor the collection and actually remove works from the collection. And that's where we draw the line, generally, that we have made a considered choice. It's been approved by the Council of the Gallery and under the Act, the National Gallery Act, and that is our argument. We present each year a report to Parliament of everything that we've acquired by purchase, gift, bequest, and so on.
We've got to stop right there, but very briefly, in just one word, what's the most popular work you've got?
Well, now it would... it's very difficult, that one. Probably Blue Poles.
Oh, Blue Poles. So there you are.
Possibly Ned Kelly by Sid Nolan.
Well, there you go.
Possibly outside in the sculpture garden now, The Angel of the North by Anthony Gormley. A naked man, may we say.
So lots to look forward to when you go to the National Gallery of Australia. And have a look at the Lucian Freud too and see what you think. Jump online and tell us what you think. Christine Dixon has been my guest today. She's Senior Curator of International Painting and Sculpture at the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra. And we've been talking about their most complained about work, and it's Lucian Freud's artwork, his painting, After Cézanne. And if you've got a work that you'd like to share with us, jump onto the website,